This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Our news. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Responding to a Houston public media story, Governor Abbott says Harris County should be stripped of operating its own elections. That's after the county tax office found more than 100 voters registered to post office boxes. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says it's against state law.
Abbott said that the findings should prompt state takeover of the county's elections and potential legal charges should be considered. In response, County Attorney Jonathan Fumbon said that the governor has no authority to do that. Speaking about Abbott's threat on Thursday, Harris County Judge Lean Hidalgo said there's a clear effort to politicize the county's elections in order to lessen its credibility.
And that's, of course, because they're not in charge of Harris County. We are. I am the county judge, and they don't like that.
The Secretary of State initiated an investigation into the allegations of P.O. Box registrations after State Senator Paul Bettencourt filed a complaint earlier this year. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
There has been an incident at Shell's Deer Park chemical plant. The Lubrizol Deer Park facility near Highway 225 issued a shelter-in-place for workers after an odor was detected. That was just before 10 this morning. Deer Park officials say there is no threat to the public, and they've now issued an all-clear order. Rodeo Houston has announced a lineup for this year's concerts. News 88.7's Matt Harrop has more.
Country singer Riley Green will kick off the lineup. The rest of the lineup features several superstar acts, including Chris Stapleton, Rascal Flatts, Kelly Clarkson, Luke Bryan, Cody Johnson, and more. The rodeo starts March 2nd and will run through the 22nd. The barbecue contest, though, starts at the end of next month.
And you can see the entire musical lineup on our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org. The Rockets play the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Cloudy and breezy this evening, 70% chance of rain. Overnight low should be around 55 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at ImaginableFutures.com. This is NPR.
This is